In the lunchtime edition, a school principal issues an impassioned plea for a missing female student to return home as the child care board expresses concern about the frequency and number of young girls who go missing. The Chamber of Commerce urges businesses to boost security following a spate of armed robberies and recommends going cashless. Commercial banks, meantime, assure customers they have adequate security. And a trade unionist complains of what he considers to be very poor safety procedures on many job sites, reacting to yesterday's death of a construction worker. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A secondary school principal has issued an impassioned plea for a missing female student to return home. Ken Lane, the principal of the Darrell Jordan Secondary School in St. Lucie, contacted Starcom Network News out of concern about Denisha Thompson, a 14-year-old second form student of Darrell Jordan, who went missing 2 weeks ago.
I want to make an appeal to Denisha Thompson. I want to appeal to you to return home. Return to your family, your mother, your grandmother, your brother. They're very concerned about your whereabouts. They're very concerned about your safety, about your security. And it really pains them tremendously to know that you are missing. I want to appeal to you on behalf of the school, on behalf of all your classmates, on behalf of the teachers. I want to appeal to you to return home. We miss you. We want to see you again. We want to know that you're safe. And we want you to return home. Denisha, if you're hearing this message, I want you to return home. Get in contact with your mother. Get in contact with your brother. Get in contact with somebody and let them know where you are and that you want to return home. We miss you tremendously, Denisha. So please return home.
Mr. Lane notes Denisha was active on social media shortly after her disappearance and even sent a voice note to relatives a week ago. But there has been no further word from her since then.
She has been heard from. She has been active a week ago on social media. But after that week, a week has passed since we have heard anything or seen any presence of her on social media. The first week she was active. Second week, basically no activity on her social media platform. And this would be IG, and this is where she would normally communicate, and we've not heard anything from her. And this is a week. She did send a voice note to her mother, which indicated that she is coming home. And that was since last week, Thursday. And, you know, she has not returned since. We have not heard from her since.
The principal of the Darrell Jordan Secondary School, Ken Lane. Meantime, the director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards, is concerned about the trend of young girls going missing and notes it often happens at the start of weekends or holiday periods.
So, yes, I am concerned about the phenomena. And not only on weekends, when holidays are coming up, and even in the summer holidays, you will get to hear a bit about a few more cases. But it is not something that is new, but we constantly, once reports are made to us, we investigate, we bring the parties, we look at what the person is running, and if there are alternatives to accommodation. So, yes, it is a concern for us at the Child Care Board.
Ms. Richards urges children or families encountering challenges to reach out to the board, other agencies, or guidance counselors for help.
And apart from the Child Care Board, Paralus provides lots of counseling for children as well as parents. There are also provisions for counseling at the Child Guidance Clinic at Black Rock within the compound of the psychiatric hospital. And within all the secondary schools, there are guidance counselors. Even within churches, and there must be something that is happening within the household that they are either running from or leaving home because of what is happening. So some of the persons that might be coming to us, they might be known to the welfare department. And this is where I'm saying that they could also get counseling.
Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards, who tells Starcom Network News, the police also continue to pursue the case of Denisha. This is The Latest. Well, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry agrees with calls for businesses to increase security in light of a recent spate of armed robberies. Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, has urged that businesses including banks, improve security. And the president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, recommends that companies do in fact employ security firms and cash collection services where possible.
We will reiterate the need for physical security guards. Some businesses have security monitoring as part of that as well. They have cameras and the like, but actually having physical guards there can be an effective deterrent. There's also cash collection services. If your business uses a lot of cash or collects a lot of cash, there are armed cash collection services available on the island. And you can. Some businesses have timed access cash storage, so nobody has access to the safe till a particular time.
He's also encouraging businesses to utilize the cashless system and to be vigilant. Meantime, President of the Bankers Association of Barbados, Anthony Clark, says the recent robberies should be a concern for all sectors, but he gives the assurance that banks have adequate security in place.
We have security arrangements in place to deal with, most situations, but, the bank security are not themselves armed, which may or may not be a bad thing, because you don't want a confrontation in the bank with people shooting out at each other. So, we'll take the opportunity to look at it again, but it's always under review. But as situations happen, as situations change, it'll call for another review. But we are always reviewing our security arrangements, both man guards and electronic security methods.
He also says the association supports the push towards a cashless system. Trade unionist Caswell Franklin complains about what he considers to be the poor safety procedures in place at job sites. This follows the death of a construction worker and the injury of another yesterday. Mr. Franklin describes health and safety in Barbados overall, in his words, as, quote, a nightmare. And finally, scientists are warning that climate change could move into uncharted territory if temperatures don't fall by the end of the year. The warning came as data showed last month was the world's warmest March on record, extending the run of monthly temperature records to 10 in a row. It's fueled concerns among some that the world could be tipping into a new phase of even faster climate change, while the system called El Niño is behind some of the recent heat. Temperatures should temporarily come down after El Niño peters out in coming months, but some scientists are worried they might not. A leading scientist told the BBC that by the end of summer, if we're still looking at record-breaking temperatures in the North Atlantic or elsewhere, then we really have, in his words, kind of moved into uncharted territory. Our dark days. A school principal, Ken Lane, principal of the Darrell Jordan Secondary School in St. Lucie, has issued an impassioned plea for a missing female student, 14-year-old Denisha Thompson, to return home. Meantime, the Child Care Board has expressed concern about the frequency and number of young girls who go missing and urged children and families with challenges to reach out for help. The Chamber of Commerce urges businesses to boost security following a spate of armed robberies and recommends going cashless. Commercial banks, meantime, assure customers they have adequate security. Climate experts say last month was the hottest March on record and warn more record-setting temperatures may be ahead. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.